Hey Jude.
So also during this time, I'm being called a loser by my parents now. I have the "where did we go wrong" speech.
Yeah.
My parents thought I put my friends first.
Mm-hmm.
I did, because I got unconditional love from my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I got hit and yelled at and told I was a loser by my parents.
Yeah.
I don't know how much longer after that till they finally said something. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a year or so, but they couldn't ignore it anymore. So they sat me down and realized I had a problem. And they put me to see a behavioral therapist, like a psychiatrist, psychologist, mm-hmm. I guess. And it was good to finally to talk to somebody, but I was 15 or 16. I wasn't mm-hmm. mature enough. I just wanted to, whatever. He taught me how to meditate, which was good. Get a chance to just focus on myself. And then he did this thing where, you ever hear that, the study where Pavlov's dog, Pavlov?
No.
He would show meat to a dog. And every time mm-hmm. he showed meat to a dog, the dog would slobber. But every time he showed the meat, he would ring a bell. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
Every time. And then it got to the point and the dog would slobber. He wouldn't bring the meat on anymore. He would just ring the bell. Behavioral therapy.
Yeah.
So he mm-hmm. wanted to do that with me. So he got, you know, a regular cigarette mm-hmm. lighter, but it wasn't a real lighter. It looked like it.
Yeah.
Every time you press it, it gave you this big, wicked shock.
Oh, that's evil.
So he wanted me, every time I got the urge to do one of my OCD things, to press that button. And after a while, I would go, well, gee, every time I have this urge, I get this awful shock. I don't want this shock anymore, so I'm not going to have this urge.
Okay.
Kind of worked. I said, man, I don't want that shock. That shock hurts. I'm not going to press the button. Right? I'm 15 years old. Right?
Yeah.
So that didn't really work. What worked was, I was a horrible student, but I had mm-hmm. good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And my younger brother was a stud. He was a good athlete and a good, good student. My older brother was a mess in drugs. He was a good kid, though, too. And if it wasn't for them, I think I would have been done. I mean, I was suicidal. I thought about killing myself. Kids shouldn't have to worry about that. We don't have bills to pay. We don't have people depending upon us. Our lives aren't that hard, but we don't know that. We're just trying to fit in.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for my friends and my brothers, I don't know what would have happened. And I did not graduate from my class.
Mm-hmm.
My grades were horrible. I didn't have enough credits. And when all my friends were going to their graduation, I wanted to go to the ceremony. So I went, and I saw all my friends' parents. I was a nice kid. You know, I was polite. I didn't want them to see me. I was ashamed. How come I'm not up there with them at graduation in high school? So I hid, and then once the ceremony was over, I jammed. Everybody else went back to graduate, and I just ran home. I could drive. I mean, would you give this loser a driver's license? So I ran home, and I just needed a hug. And probably the best thing happened when I got home. Nobody was there.
Yeah.
And then I went out with my friends, because we all like went to all these parties,
mm-hmm.
to celebrate graduating, which I didn't do. And one of my friend's parents, who didn't know me that well, congratulated me, too. And the vice principal of my school really took an interest in me and tried to get me extra credits and cared about me. My God, an adult was caring about me. How great. That he got me into this independent study program. So I went once a week, and I started to care. I started to care, and I did good in school, and I graduated. And I got a job that I cared about, and I worked really hard, and I started to change. I started to have opinions, and I took an interest in myself. I exercised. And so I went to junior college, and I worked so hard in junior college. We studied all the time, and I had my first test in history, and I knew I was going to fail, and I was going to join the military.
Okay.
And the test came, we did the test, and we walked by, in college, you walk by your teacher's office, and they post all the scores by your social security number, so you can't see what I've done. I got my social security number, and I went across. Well, it was wrong. I mean, he put the wrong scores up because mine had a 99, the highest score in the class.
Mm-hmm.
So that was wrong. And so I came back an hour later and said, well, he fixed it. When he put the real one up, he didn't fix it yet. So then I went back the next day and I went to his office and I said, hey, when are you going to put up the correct scores? And he said, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. These are correct. I go, no, mine says I got a 99. And he said, he looked it up. He goes, yep, that's you, got a 99. My Lord, I did well on a test. I got the highest score in the class. I used to bring my lunch and I'd sit in front of his little window, you know, with the scores there. It was my special place. And I started doing that on all my subjects. I just studied and exercised. And I started to overcome. Mm-hmm. I had an interest. So the OCD wasn't controlling me anymore. I was controlling it.